From the Overlord Redeemery in Big Sur, California, we bring you Elcut. The Next Step. Here now, Dr. Ed Elcut.
I thank you very much, Overlord Casper. That's not Casper. Who was that? Munson. Oh, you fuck. Why don't you guys give me a break?
Okay, right out of the gate. Right out of the gate, I boosted it up. But this is good. I was level because I got the love names. Overlord Munson. Oh, yeah, Overlord Jackson Munson. Okay. This is Dr. Ed Elcut. Well, this is Elcut, the next step, and I'm going to reverse and get corkage so I can get back to my normal self. This, then, is the corkage leveling.
And I'm back to normal. That is the corkage leveling that retains and remunerates our normal vascular as well as cellular structure. I say all of this to say, we welcome you to Elcut, the next step this morning, because, as you know, I was demoted from overlord status. Hold on, I am entitled to this, Gloria. And I am entitled to express, that is, to permeate and permute the entire area with the scent of a dead goat.
That's what you'd call me, huh?
No, this is what Elcut allows me, because I've taken enough since the demotion from Overlord. Now, I'm here to tell you and all the other Overlords who demoted me from what I thought was a well-earned status as an Overlord that I'm going to express the permute given to me, Chapter 6, Parable 7 of the Big Thick One. And also, I can say this, because I'm allowed the permute, the Big Thick One, like a...
Oh, my God, you're going to say dick.
I wasn't going to say dick, but something close to it.
May I say something?
Yes, Overlord, go ahead. Overlord Munson Jackson.
While you are allowed the permute, which means you can insult, you can degrade, you can pretty much inflame the Overlords and the entire status of Elcut, the next step, we ask you to at least be respectful.
Yes.
Really? And were you guys respectful to me when down through the years you leveled me and made me sound like 500 yards of a jackass?
We are sorry about that, Ed. Your levelings, we thought were earned. You were an Overlord, so you are allowed the permute.
The permute is allowed to anyone who was an Overlord but was demoted. And here's what I'd like to say. I'd like to add some words to the canon. When we talk about the dirt floor, that is the sexual liaison between members of Elcut, the next step, we also talk about the dirt floor in front of a county fair. I'd like to add one thing, which is very necessary. When we dirt floor in front of a county fair, fuck me, goddamn.
Well, you have to be leveled.
Yeah, I know,
but this is the short leveling because of the permute.
Go ahead, hit me with it. There.
How do you feel?
I'm not lame. I'll get back.
Okay, I'm good. The leveling that you just heard is called the leveling to eradicate the permute, but then also bring me back.
No one understands a word you're saying, Ed.
Gloria, so help me.
Elcut?
Yes.
You raised your fist to me.
No, I didn't. I was going to say, so help me. I'm going to put...
You're going to say you're going to put your penis in her mouth.
You know what? This isn't working out.
No, it's not. Not at all.
But I'm going to continue. Now, when we talk about the dirt floor, and we talk about doing it on a dirt floor in front of a county fair, the shed door is open.
There, that's what you needed to get out.
Yeah, and I don't need your advice anymore, so scram. Just get over there.
God damn. Boy, Ed, it's a good thing you're allowed the permute, because I'm sure all of this has been...
You want to shut up? Okay?
Sure.
This is only allowed to me for one day, the permute, and then I have to be regrassed and subleveled. That means I have to be put, if you will, into a barn and have someone who is mentally unstable, a human, come up behind me and try to have relations with me. Now that is, again, were I a cow in a barn and an unstable member of a family comes into the barn and tries to have relations with me, I am allowed to permute, that is to kick or to propel that individual through the doors into a tree, head first, neck broken. Thank you.
Why did you do that?
Because I felt like it. That offsets any future levelings you people may give me.
Now, he's about to level you, too, and you just permuted it.
Yeah.
Ed, you sound bitter.
Gloria, if you don't shut up...
What?
Nothing. I'm Dr. Ed Elcott. This is Elcott The Next Step. Today, Phil Hendry has concluded his two appearances at Theater West. He's somewhere in the city of Los Angeles, laying in a bed in a hotel, exultating in his performances, probably drinking coffee, maybe having a Danish or something, reading messages on his phone, and he's all good. But me, here I am. On another edition of Elcott The Next Step. Let me say this. I want to thank Phil Hendry for regenerating and reproving me and lifting me up into the Elcott status of the platform, What is the Phil Hendry Show? This has given new life and new invigoration to Elcott The Next Step. Number two, I don't like the exclamation proclamation.
I didn't think you did. You looked kind of weird.
Yeah, so the next time I hear that, at least today, I will do a reverse leveling. So if it's Elcott and then someone goes, whatever the hell, guess what? Right there. How's that feel? So that will reverse, repermute, and it will also re-energize as we sit on the toilet that is the creativity of redundancy and creation. What we mean by that is simply this. We are evacuating out all ego, and we are wiping with the freshness of a new day.
All hail Elcott. May I add?
Go right ahead, Gloria.
When we evacuate ego and wipe with the freshness of a new day, we also reach under the sink of humanity to get another roll.
Yes. I know I shouldn't be applauding, but I know today's a special day. Thank you. And so today, as I add new terminology to the big thick one, actually to the Elcott, not the big thick one, I should level myself because I had to misstep and readdress.
Okay, another couple of people.
Why even do it, Ed?
Shut up! Shut your baby mouth!
Okay, I'm good now. She left.
Gloria, you shouldn't laugh. Today is his permute. I get it.
And so today, as we celebrate my return to priesterly status, and also as we celebrate the fact that I was at one time an overlord and
self-level.
Okay, well, I'll go have a permute.
That's not the permute, that was the corkage.
I understand. As I go back to the level of priesterly, but I did enjoy the level of overlord, I am allowed the permute, and I'm allowed to readdress, regress, and as I said, restate. The new terminology that has been added today is the great toilet of ego evacuation, the wipe of freshness, and under the sink of creativity, we get another roll. And then you hear Overlord Munson Jackson applaud.
Yes.
Gloria, you wanted to say something?
I inhaled, but I didn't necessarily want to say anything.
Well, yes, you did, because you went... And then, you know...
Okay, well, you just misstepped.
Yes, I did.
Okay, you want to say something?
Yes, I do. I want to say that while we do enjoy the permute and we feel it is something entitled, that is, the overlord, former overlord, is entitled to it, I'm not really enjoying you lording this over me. I feel as if I'm on my hands and knees having to sniff your rectum, and I don't like it.
Okay, I'm back. I had to be quiet during that because I was feeling the effects of the self-leveling. What you're saying basically is, and you are going from the big thick one?
Yes, this is chapter 7, verse 2. You're on your hands and knees with your nose right in it.
That is true, Overlord Shuggy. However, when we are redressing and reapplying, and we are permuting, that is, the permute and permuting, we enjoy a freedom. You are not on your hands and knees necessarily. You're standing tall, smelling what is. That is the joy of creation, the flowers, the daffodils, and yes, the cow excrement. You're smelling it all and smelling it with a smile on your face.
All hail Elcott.
This has been Elcott, The Next Step, A short show today because Phil Hendry is lying on his ass somewhere in Los Angeles in a hotel, having finished his second performance of The Galaxy of Phil Hendry. May we also say... never mind.